Hello everyone, my name is Shireen Davis. I am a fourth year student at the Edna Manley School of Dance. I'm currently pursuing my Bachelor of Arts in Dance Education. As a part of my course, I had to execute an action research. This research was conducted during the course of my teaching practicum experience, which was done for a period of 12 weeks, starting from January 10th to the 9th of May 2022. The institution where this research was done was at the Excelsior High School, and the purpose of this research is to highlight the issues surrounding the male apathy in dance education. Dance is the expression of self through rhythmic movement, usually to music and within a given space. It is done to convey ideas or emotions, to entertain or to educate, and is also done to release energy or to simply delight in the movement itself. The art form rests on the foundational concepts called the elements of dance that help students develop movement skills and a dance vocabulary to understand dance as an artistic practice while learning about the principle of movement and the art of creating dance, as well as the use of choreographic devices. Dance is an act of creativity and expression that offers extensive benefits holistically for the individual. Physically, it maintains fitness, health, spatial intelligence. Socially, it deals with the interaction with others, develops team building skills, interpersonal intelligence, and psychologically, it promotes confidence, self-identity, good interpersonal intelligence, and mentally, it offers stress relief and eases anxiety. In Jamaica, there are many talented dancers who may never get the chance to get the benefits of dance and formal training or experience their true potential in the dance world. This is because of the many issues surrounding homophobia and sexism. Any form of creative expression outside of the traditional intent can be easily misunderstood as any of the statements above, because some specific dance moves are labeled as girly or feminine, and many males showing exceptional skills in these movements, namely with the isolation of the hips, are definitely going to have their sexual orientation questioned. Although dance is now more involved in the school as a discrete discipline, the issue of genderism still plagues the dance classroom. However, there are benefits of dance having its own curriculum that can greatly impact all the students. The purpose of this study is to investigate the issues surrounding dance genderization, to promote the awareness about the physical, social, and psychological value of dance, especially for the male sex, as well as the importance of why dance should have its own curriculum. So the three main questions that we are going to try to answer are: 1. What are the benefits of dance as it relates to the physical, social, and psychological welfare of our students? 2. How does creating counter-partnering male movements to female dances help to increase male participation and interest in dance? 3. How much do students appreciate and participate in dance class. Here are the definitions for some key terms that are very much relevant to this research. 1. Apathy. This is the lack of interest or enthusiasm and concern. 2. Counterpartnering. A person that corresponds to the same function or intention as other persons. Rhythmic movements, usually seen in gender role dancing. 3. Dance. To move rhythmically to music, typically following a set of sequences of steps. 4. Gender roles. The role or behavior learned by a person as appropriate to their gender, determined by the prevailing cultural norms. 5. Male. Of or denoting the sex that produces gametes, especially spermatozoa, with which a female may be fertilized or inseminated to produce offspring. History has shown that the art of dance in education has always been associated with gender roles. However, social, political, cultural, and economic components of dance education have yet to be explored on a deeper level to clarify the assumptions surrounding the perceived evolution of masculinity in male dancers. The underlying assumptions are that males are homophobic and have an issue with dance, but yet they want to participate, they are just afraid. Such assumptions coming from a homophobic mindset may cause a limitation in the amount of persons willing to participate in this research. This research focused on the teenage boys and mostly used non-gendered choreography and counterpartnering sequences to carry out the experiments. The main findings from my literature review consists of Morihan's 2014 Caribbean Male Dancers Redefining Masculinity, highlights the benefits of dance by showing what happens when there is a lack of dancing and social engagement in males, which results in more criminal activity, violence, alcoholic tendencies, and the inability to express themselves. Also, in Sanderson's 2001, Age and Gender Issues in Adolescent Attitudes to Dance, used the qualitative design to gather the opinions of students from 19 high schools in England who showed no interest in dance, which was only offered as an extracurricular activity in school, and this resulted in a higher percentage of positive attitude in the female students more than the males. In the rise of dance and movement, foreign music genres associated with male stereotypes have overtaken ancestral Caribbean dancing traditions. Risner's 2008 Rehearsing Masculinity, Challenging the Boy Code examines how male dancers might use femininity as a tool to better their expressivity despite prejudicial effects in terms of sexual orientation, masculinity, and social position. Support for the research logic can be seen in Barbara Requa's 2001 Dance Education in Jamaica and its Development. Caribbean Journal of Education allude to the important role of dance in education, which would be instrumental in the development of social character in boys. The article focuses on the importance of dance education in Jamaica, its role in the development of students, and the use to improve learning in the classroom. It also gives a brief overview of the history of dance in our society and how it has been gradually integrated into the school syllabus after many attempts have been made to establish dance education in schools. Despite these findings, modern contemporary dance in the Western world is still deemed as an activity for girls, as only sissy boys dance. The truth is that this stereotype probably has less to do with the dance and more about how we think about gender in our society. The research was focused on grade 7 to 9 students that will be selected at random to participate in this research. Based on the pros and the cons of the different research designs, it was decided to use the approach of the mixed research design, using qualitative and quantitative methods of data collection. The proposed strategies includes surveys/questionnaires, observations, interviews, and journaling by the researcher to document the daily activities and changes with a strict confidentiality agreement that the participants' identity will remain anonymous. After a general discussion, students were given the task to write a journal about how they feel when they dance and what they think the benefits of dance classes are. Majority of the responses were that dance made them feel alive. They think it is fun, it is great exercise, and most of the females says it can make you flexible. 85% of the class gave this response, 10% of which were boys. How much do students appreciate dance classes and participate? They did a variety of dance appreciation activities ranging from researching about dance genres, which includes ballet, modern, folk, and Latin, watching dance videos, and doing TikTok routines. Each activity was strategically implemented to facilitate being socially and culturally relevant in the classroom to gain and keep the students' interests. It is through constant encouragement and strategic inclusion of the male students in executing various segments of the class that there was an increase in their appreciation and participation. Their enthusiasm went from 0 to 100% with positive reinforcement. There were a few incidents, however, where the boys felt like their participation would make their masculinity seem questionable based on the sequence being taught due to a mild detail in the movement, such as a flicking of the wrist or sitting on the floor or doing a flat back and touching their toes. The sexual connotations in the dance hall has limited their minds to the perspective that these actions are only done for sexual intentions. But after changing the analogy of the action itself and using guided imagery from everyday life, and even changing some of the way the exercises are initiated, they were far less resistant to participate. According to the research, statistics shows that in how much the students appreciate and participate in dance class, 59% says they enjoy dance, 23% are shy but they want to learn, and 9% insist that they don't dance. However, after adding counterpartnering male movements as a strategy to increase the participation of the male students, the enthusiasm went up by 85%. After enduring much resistance, shy, and insecure personalities. Here is the result of perseverance and consistent positive reinforcement. The result from the data has proven that the underlying assumptions were accurate, as dance is seen as a more feminine activity with limited roles for men, which is why males are apathetic to participate in dance. However, they want to be active, but they don't want the risk of having their masculinity questioned. Once the teacher creates an environment that is safe for self-expression and structured to facilitate non-gendered and counter-partnering dances, it was easier to overcome these limitations. This research has been successful in finding ways to increase the male appreciation in the art of dance, as it is more than just an activity of leisure, but also an activity with holistic benefits, which includes various career opportunities. The feasibility of this research project has inspired me to conceptualize a service learning project to tackle the issues that contribute to the male apathy in the classroom, to increase the appreciation of dance, and to highlight the career opportunities and entrepreneurial ventures in the dance industry.